Right, well, we can move on now to local issues. The first thing which I think we need to talk about is the court cases, which some which are still going on, etc. But tell us where we're up to at this moment in time in terms of your position in the courts.
Well, we had a hearing eventually, finally, you know, after a lot of delays and lots of manoeuvres from the PSOE and the Green parties to delay even more the hearing to take place in Elche, in the court, in the administrative court in Elche, and they finally admitted our claim. The judge decided that it's going to be an administrative case, and according to the proceedings that we have taken to court. And this time, the prosecutor, the public prosecutor, which in this case, in these administrative cases, is a relevant figure, he admitted and he agreed completely with our with our claim, with our petition. So we are expecting now to receive the date for the hearings. The time is going to be very short now, because this administrative case is an urgent and preferent case, so it has to be quite quick. So we expect by end of July to have a ruling in our favour. Unfortunately, at the moment, the mayor and the government, the PSOE and Green Party government, are not respecting our rights. A councillor is not respecting the democracy and the number of councillors that that support our claim, but it's not respecting either the decisions of the judge. You know, the judge in Orihuela decided that we had to be considered as a municipal group, as you know, and the mayor, again, as if we were in a completely authoritarian communist regime, old-fashioned, has decided not to accept our proposals, our motions, and also not even to let us take part in the spokesperson board. You know, these decisions are making a very, very poor favour to the town hall, but it's the way Montserrat Eguillén, the Socialist and the Green Party, now ally of the Communist Party in Spain for the European elections, are doing. So we feel happy because of the judges is giving us the right in our claims, but unfortunately the mayor is not fulfilling the decisions, the court decisions.
Okay, and just to be clear then, we know for a number of months now the mayor has prevented you from tabling motions on behalf of any political group. He said constantly you can present them as an individual, as yourself, but not as a part of a political group. This coming Wednesday, in 2 days, is the next plenary meeting, where it was thought that you may well be able to do that and say, oh, I'm now part of this group again, here's my proposals. So what we're saying is now that's still not happened. The mayor is still not allowing you to do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that you're right, and it's a contradiction, because after the judge's decision in Orihuela saying that we have to be considered part of the group, the judge said that all the process made up by Bob Hulleston to justify our presumed expulsion was not right, wasn't legal, and it was completely a fake proceedings. They had jumped all the rights, and they have jumped all the laws. So the judge said Pedro Mancebo and Juan Ignacio López Vaz must be considered as a municipal group, as CLR Claro Municipal Group, and the mayor is not obeying that decision, which is a very sad issue. Again, a contradiction. 1 week ago, I was called as a spokesman of CLR Party to a board that was suspended 1 day later, and now we're not considered, we're just banned from taking part as a municipal group, which is, it's not the right way to behave in a democracy.
Okay. Presumably, you're not happy with this, and you'll be taking some further action against the mayor.
Well, in this case, because now there is an action taken against a court decision, we've taken Montserrat Eguillén and all the members of the government that have take part in these decisions, we've taken them to court in a criminal case for prevarication. I think it's very serious. It's very serious, and we cannot accept one more minute that a mayor of a town like Orihuela behaves this way.
Okay. Well, we shall have to see how that develops, of course, through the court. So we do know, I think it's two new judges joining Orihuela from today to deal with the backlog, so things may well be speeding up a little bit. But we shall still have to wait and see how the courts deal with that.
In touch. In tune.
It's a complete mix.
More music than any other local radio.
It's different.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.